This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The only girls' team in a United Kingdom boys' soccer league has gone undefeated. The Queen's Park Ladies, an under-12 soccer team in Bournemouth, England, hopes to inspire younger girls to get into the sport after a dominant season against the boys. With about 4 games left in the season, it became mathematically clear to the players and coaches of the Queen's Park Ladies that they would win their league. But rather than resting on their laurels and enjoying their guaranteed victory, they decided to take it a step further. What if they not only won their league, but also did so without losing a single match? The Queen's Park Ladies did not lose any of their 22 matches, earning them the elusive nickname Invincibles, one that conjures the memory of the national soccer team Arsenal's undefeated 2003-04 Premier League season. As their memorable 2023-24 season began, it took a little while for the Queen's Park Ladies to be taken seriously by boys on opposing teams. Sometimes, especially at the beginning of the season when we hadn't played them all yet, they were sniggering, said Edith Ragg, 12, a defender. They definitely underestimated us, but then we showed them that we were just as good as them. During their first game, their opponents seemed to assume that beating the team of girls would be easy, said Skyler, also a defender, but after a 6-0 victory by the Queen's Park Ladies, their opponents were quite taken aback, she said. Other players remembered similar moments. Sometimes they do get a bit angry, Olivia, the captain, said of opposing players. I think they're being a bit silly. The Queen's Park Ladies gave up just 11 goals in 22 games. Much of that is thanks to the goalkeeper, Mariah Silva, 12. Silva said, "When they needed me, I did my work. Sometimes there's a lot of pressure," she said, "especially during penalty kicks." Mariah joined the team 3 years ago when she moved to England from Brazil, where she was used to playing against boys. She has big ambitions for the future. "My dream is to become a pro footballer," Mariah said. Women's soccer is a fast-growing sport. In England, much of the excitement around the sport can be attributed to the national women's team, the Lionesses. They won the European Championship in 2022, something their male counterparts have not done, and reached the final of the Women's World Cup the following year. The Montana Public Service Commission will extend the deadline for public comment on a petition asking the PSC to adopt a new rule to consider the impacts of its decisions on the environment and human health, including the impacts on climate change. The PSC regulates private investor-owned natural gas, electric, telephone, water, and sewer companies, certain motor carriers, and it oversees natural gas pipeline safety and intrastate railroad safety. At its meeting Monday, April 8, the Public Service Commission held a public listening session on the petition and accepted written comments. The PSC received hundreds of comments during the public comment period, and due to the high level of interest shown by the public, will extend the public comment period until July 1. The Montana Constitution guarantees the right of participation. Article 2, Section 8 states, "The public has the right to expect governmental agencies to afford such reasonable opportunity for citizen participation in the operation of the agencies prior to the final decision as may be provided by law." Written public comments may be submitted in person or by email to the PSC at pschelp@mt.gov. Comments can also be submitted through an online form at psc.mt.gov. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.